suppose it was reasonably good enough. It won't be good enough to beat Tyrone, probably that's what you would have to say. But saying that, you know, what you're doing going down there when you're playing away from home, the important thing was to get over the line and get the victory, and that was the first thing. There were some very good performances in the game, you know, and suppose the big fear out of it was the fact that we've already lost Patty McBearty to Owen Bangaller going off injured as well. But the word today is that maybe he's not too bad, he's only bruising. They're hoping that he's only bruising. Thought first that the elbow was actually broken, but I think now they will come back. So hopefully, fingers crossed that he'll be available, because that's, you'll need everybody, and particularly the way that Owen Ban's playing, you'll need him for the tone match. But going back to the game, Miles, yeah, it was all around a good performance. I didn't think after the first 10 minutes that we were ever going to lose it. Roscommon were trying to play a style of football that they felt they had to change from the tone game. They weren't really good at it.
No, you could see that they had the momentum for a while, all right, but when a few tackles were missed, or when Donegal got through them, that, yeah, you could see that was a problem. And the other problem for them was they weren't going to get up the field with enough numbers to be able to score against Donegal.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. And see, the thing about it is that Ulster teams are used to playing like that. You can't just change overnight. I mean, it took Galway a couple of years to get into the system. They hadn't even had to dig in Paddy Talley and Ulster coach and to show them the system and how it can be played. It's different. And they tried to change and just didn't know how to change it. And the difference when you looked at Donegal, the way they were able to break from defence compared to the way Roscommon were able to break, and you're exactly right what you're saying. They couldn't get players up the field quick enough, so they weren't a threat. And like in that situation, they were never going to really win the game. Luckily, won the game. They look like, if you look back at it, they just went out to hope to keep the score down. And you know, after the hammering they got against their own, they needed to finish the year on some kind of a reasonable note. Maybe they're happy enough to get away with a 7-point defeat. But from Donegal's point of view, it was good. And I suppose the big talk now, Miles, in the next couple of weeks is, where will Michael Murphy be played? Yeah. A lot of people, even at the game, say he should be inside, and he's inside and everything else. But it's different when you play him, Miles, inside against Roscommon, who, you know, don't know how the system, but when you're playing him inside against the likes of Tyrone or Mon of them teams, it's different, and it's harder to get ball to him, number one, and there's always a couple of players back in front of him and everything else. So I think that, you know, maybe the way to do it is vary it from having him in the middle of the field when we need him out around that area, especially if you're going to drop Cue McFadden back in front of the full back line. You need the likes of Michael Murphy to one ball in that area, or else have, you know, and play him another time inside. You know, that's the way it'll have to be.
Donegal didn't do particularly well against Dublin in the middle of the field, particularly Dublin kickouts. But yesterday they seemed to dominate against Roscommon.
Oh yeah, very much so. And they made Roscommon go long with the kickouts, which was a good move. Donegal got away with their own kickout short, which is just as you were saying, Roscommon hadn't enough men up the field to stop that. But against Dublin, the zone will defend it. And they did the exact same thing against Tyrone, and they put you pressure, and they make you kick long. And when they have the likes of James McCarthy, Brian Fenton, and them type of players out around that midfield area, it's very hard to win ball on them. They're good at that, Dublin, and, you know, probably, you know, Tyrone will definitely push up against Donegal the next day. But yeah, it was great yesterday, the amount of ball that Donegal won in the middle field, because we've got great fetchers in that area. You know, you have Kieran Thompson, Michael Langan can come in from the half hour line. You have Michael Murphy can drift in that area. And then, you know, you have Hugh McFadden and Liam McLoone is well in that area. All very good fetchers of the ball. You know, we are strong in that area.
And Oran McNeilis as well.
And well, when he comes out to that area, yeah. I think it was a good move to play him inside. You know, I thought it was a good move starting off. Now, again, it'll be different against Tyrone to play him in there, because you're not going to get as much room in him in yours. But you're right, them type of players that can catch ball, we have that ability. And particularly against Tyrone, you know, other than Colin Cabney, you'd feel maybe they don't have as many players that will be as strong in the air. So I'd say Donegal again want Tyrone to go along with their kickouts. Now, we know Morgan's very, very good at kickouts. He's even against Dublin yesterday, he was good at them. So kickouts and the goalkeepers become very, very important in Gaelic football. It's one of the most important positions, and I suppose it's even important in soccer when you see the amount of money that Liverpool's after paying for a goalkeeper. So it's all sports, goalkeeper seems to be very, very important.
It sure does. Well, let's look at the Tyrone-Dublin match. What did you think of that game, and you know, did the better team win?
Ah, yeah, you felt all along that they were the better team, and they looked like they were able to up the ante at any stage. You know, they're definitely the one team that is outside Ulster that's able to play against Ulster teams. They know how to do it, and, you know, they're happy enough to get over the line and win it. And, you know, especially in Kieran Kilkenny, they have a massive leader, and it makes a big difference. I mean, he dictates the whole thing, and the goal is going to be a very important score. And you felt the minute they got the goal, they weren't going to lose it. But for the first time ever, Tyrone scored 4 points off the bench, where Dublin only got two. Normally the Dublin bench always scores more than the opposition. So Tyrone will be happy enough with how they got out of it. And their performance, and particularly the players that came off the bench. Like Kieran McGeary, I know he's actually over in England at the minute, and that they'll be home now, I'd say, for the summer, which makes a big difference, and we know how good a player he is. And, you know, probably Mickey Hart's biggest job will be picking the team the next day against Donegal. Does he start? Mark Bradley, Kieran McGeary and these type of players, Harry McClure came off the bench, but they're definitely building a squad to roll, and they really did put it up to Dublin, and but Dublin will be happy enough, you know, the fact that they were able to go to them and won. And, you know, you feel now that they feel that, and, you know, from a Dublin's point of view, that they're in a semi-final. They're very strong all round. I mean, they were able to take on John Small, you know, hadn't got the first game, Billy McMahon, I mean, to strengthen their team even against their own team in the Donegal game.
So Dublin are definitely into the semi-final. It's going to be a head-to-head now between Donegal and Tyrone. A draw will do Tyrone, but Donegal have to win. Can they do it in Ballybofey?
Well, you have a very good record in Ballybofey. I think somebody said, no, we mightn't play Tyrone that much in Championship in Ballybofey. 1973, that famous day in Ballybofey is the last time the Tyrone beat Donegal in Ballybofey in Championship, you know. But look, it's different. You know, people read a lot into pitches. I know Donegal have a good record in Ballybofey, but records are there to be broken and this happened. But yeah, it's great that it happened this way, that it's going down to the wire. You know, from the two teams' point of view, you know, whatever team wins, it's an All-Ireland semi-final, and that's, you know, that makes it, that's real as Championship, you know. We hadn't had a Championship game like that in Ulster in a long time, Miles, because now, you know, even Ulster final, both teams have a chance, you know, a second chance. This is one I'll take all. There'll be some atmosphere at Ballybofey that day, and there'll be serious tension, because if it so happens today that we'll just say that Monaghan beat Kerry and that Galway beat Kildare, that means that the only game that'll be of any importance and the last day of the Super 8s will be the Donegal Tyrone game, if that does happen and could happen. So there'll be a lot of media in Ballybofey, and there'll be a big crowd in Ballybofey, and there'll be great atmosphere and everything else, and there'll be plenty of attention, Miles.
And it really is good for Donegal and Tyrone that winner takes all, as you say, and they're going to be in the All-Ireland semi-final. Great prize.
Yeah, it's a great prize. And, you know, and the fact that you're in this, one good thing about it, the fact from both teams is that you're avoiding Dublin. You know, the fact you're in the same group as them, you avoid Dublin to the final. And that's a big incentive for both teams, you know. Yeah, that's 70 minutes away from getting this used to a semi-final, which would be great for both teams. And it's a big game. It's a very big game. And it'll tell us a lot about both teams, you know. You probably would have to say, with the performances against Dublin, you'd have to say probably Tyrone are favourites. Going into it and everything else, but look at it, anything can happen on the day, and, you know, hopefully Owen Van Geller's fit is just disappointing from a Donegal point of view, Miles, that we don't have Patty McGuire, because you felt if you had him, you know, I mean, you're talking about that extra maybe 5-6 points a game, and especially against Tyrone, you know, make a big difference. But yeah, I think Donegal definitely will be looking forward to it, and there's a great chance, not alone to get to an All-Ireland semi-final, but for both teams to get to an All-Ireland final.
Yeah, well, just briefly look at the other section, two games today, Galway against Kildare, Monaghan against Kerry. Who's going to win those?
Yeah, I'm actually here in Clonus for this Monaghan Kerry game, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's a great atmosphere. There's a lot of Kerry people about Monaghan early today. And, yeah, it's a great game. I still feel that there's something in Kerry. They don't like a wet ball and wet conditions, so today is perfect. Should be perfect for football and everything else. There's a lot of pressure on Kerry, but there's probably, that means that there's still a fair amount of pressure on Monaghan, because they feel that if they won today, they'll be the first Ulster team and they'll be through to a semi-final, you know, which would be a great achievement for them. So it's a big, big match. I still think maybe just Kerry, when they're under pressure, is the time they come out fighting. I think maybe Kerry, I'm not 100% sure now how to go. A lot of people tipping Monaghan, but I just think maybe Kerry will get over the line. And the other one's very hard to call. I wasn't impressed with Galway at all against Kerry. People are saying how good, great performance it was. I didn't think it was a good performance at all, Miles, with Galway, because, you know, Kerry were very poor. It was the worst Kerry performance I've ever seen in Croke Park last weekend. And I just think Galway were poor, and they'll have to improve on that today. So I wouldn't rule out Kildare beating Galway, but it's very hard. They're very hard to call. It's a very, very even group. Everybody thought Kerry was going to beat everybody, mm-hmm. and I think Dublin will in our group, but that didn't happen. So look at both games are 50-50, and looking really forward to them, and they're big, big matches, because it really is in a situation where you could end up with four teams and 2 points after today, or you could end up with Galway and Monaghan actually through to the semi-final. Mm-hmm.